strong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. You know, fellas and girls, it's almost like playing a game. You give me the name of practically any American sport, football, baseball, hockey, figure skating, swimming, golf. Pick out just about any sport you can think of, and I can give you the name of a famous star in that sport who trains for action the Wheaties way. And when hundreds of star athletes have gone overboard for one certain breakfast dish, you can bet they've got a mighty good reason for it. And just what that reason is, I'm inviting you to find out for yourself right away. Or maybe you need a little more convincing. Okay? Let's pull the name of a famous athlete out of the old hat. How about a golf star this time? Byron Nelson is a good man for the job. Byron's been right up at the top of just about every important golf tournament this summer. What do you say, Byron? Let's have that transcribed message of yours. Well, fellas and girls, it's Byron Nelson, one of the world's greatest golfers. Just what is it you like about Wheaties, Byron?
I've been asked that question a good many times, and I always have the same answer. I eat Wheaties the year round because I think they have a better flavor than any other breakfast dish I've ever tasted. You can take my word for it, Wheaties are just as good in the middle of the winter as they are the 4th of July. Yes, I'm a year-round Wheaties eater, and I figure I'll keep right on eating Wheaties for a long time to come.
Thanks a lot, Byron Nelson. And there you have it, fellas and girls. If it's champion flavor you want and a champion supply of solid whole grain nourishment, maybe you'd better start eating like a champion, too. That's what you'll be doing tomorrow morning when you get your day's first meal started with plenty of milk and fruit and Wheaties. Breakfast of champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack Armstrong and his companions are pinned down by machine gun and cannon fire from the schooner Walkaway, which has been stolen by Fishface and his gang. Following the schooner to the island, Jack and his friends discovered that Fishface had built a fire on shore. It was evident that the mutineers were up to something. Jack discovered that they were burying a chest on the beach. It looks to be a very important chest, and High Pocket suspected that it might contain government treasure. So Jack and his companions waited on the edge of the jungle until the rowboat carried Fishface and his men back to the schooner. Then they dug up the chest. Just as they hauled it out of the hole, a searchlight from the schooner covered them, and the mutineers began shooting. Jack and his friends had taken refuge behind a sand dune. Listen.
We've got to get down here. We can't move.
Oh, we'd better not try to move, Billy. If we get out from behind the sand dune, we'll be riddled.
We've got to clear off, Betty. We've got to get back into the jungle.
We in very bad spot here, sir. And she's going to be worse trouble. Name of Anchor, much worse.
I'm afraid you're right, High Pockets.
What do you mean, Uncle Jim?
They're keeping us pinned down here behind this sand dune with that machine gun and those shells from the one pounder. They're shooting behind us, putting up a barrage of bullets and shells.
Soon boat will put out from schooner again. That crew mutineers, they're going to come ashore.
Right. With Tommy guns and rifles blazing. Then what chance will we have?
Oh, I wish we'd gone back to our yawl.
It's too bad all of us have risked our lives.
Can't one of us go back to the yawl and tell them to sail around on this side of the island? Then they could tie into those mutineers now and help us out.
Maybe they're going to hear shooting and come to rescue.
Do you think you can sneak back, High Pockets, and bring them?
What chance would he have? The moment he crawled out from behind the sand dune, he'd be killed. Would you want to try it?
No, I guess you're right, Betty.
A man wouldn't have a chance, Billy.
Just same, Jack. I'm going to try and crawl back to the jungle.
Nothing doing, High Pockets. You couldn't make it. You know you couldn't.
Oh, even if you made the jungle, you'd have a long way to go to get to the yawl. You couldn't get there anyway. Don't forget the wild pig and the turtles.
Oh, I'm not afraid from them. I'm not afraid from bullets either.
No, High Pockets. Before you can reach the yawl, they'll have a landing party on shore. We'll be wiped out inside of an hour.
Good grief, do you really mean that, Uncle Jim?
I'm afraid I do, Betty. We can't fight that one pounder with our automatics, and we can't move because of that searchlight.
It'd be bad. Under cover of searchlight, they can send boat in, and we're not going to know it come until it hits shore. But we not dare look over sand dune or they shoot us.
You're right, High Pocket. We won't be able to see it. Something else to think about.
Oh, good grief, I'll say it is.
Can't we do something about that searchlight? We've got our automatics. I say, Jack, you've got a Luger. One of the long-barreled ones. I'll bet you could shoot that searchlight out from here. Say, you've got something there, Billy. I forgot I was carrying that Luger we took from one of the submarine officers. It's an old Army model of Jim. You wait a moment. Look here. There's a flat piece of board backing up this holster. And if I unstrap it, it becomes a stock that can clamp onto the pistol. Maybe we can put out that searchlight. This thing is sighted up to 800 meters. That's about half a mile. I don't think that schooner is much farther out than that.
But you have to be good shot. Our searchlight from here.
Oh, Jack's a good shot. An expert.
Well, he's the captain of the rifle team at Hudson High.
You shoot our searchlight from here. You're going to be greatest good in all world.
I'm going to try.
Oh, I certainly hope you can make it. If you can shoot out that light, we'll have a chance to slip into the jungle.
Certainly wish you'd thought of this sooner before, Billy. Here, Betty, hold this pistol while I unstrap the wooden stock from the back of the holster.
Okay. Hey, this Luger's a good-looking gun. It's a barrel about twice as long as my automatic, Jack.
Yeah, that's what gives it its positional range. There we are. Now, let's have the gun back.
Here. Oh, Jack, for goodness sake, watch yourself. Your head's sticking over the edge of the sand dune.
Move over this way, Jack. I've dug a foxhole here. Okay, Billy. Good, that's better. Now, let me see. There's a locking cam on here. That shoulder on the stock of the gun fits into that groove on the stock. There. Now, I'll force down the cam. It's locked. I've got a 9-shot automatic rifle. Not as good as the rising pistol our Marines are using, but it may work.
Oh, that's right.
That light's blinding when you look into it.
I'll say it is. Oh, that's not going to be easy shooting.
Don't stare at it too long. Wait till you're ready to sight him, then sight him fast and fire, Jack.
Yeah. Let me see that clip. Okay. Loaded and ready. There. I'm ready.
Don't forget to elevate the sights, Jack.
You would know. See. There. 800 meters. That's close to half a mile. Well, okay now.
Make it good.
Ah, miss. Long range and a small target.
Well, I wish I had some smoke glasses to cut down that glare. Well, here goes another try.
Oh, no soap. Doggone it, you can't spot where your shots are going either.
No, I don't know whether I'm low or high. Wish I could tell.
You got the sights all the way up, Jack?
No, I'll raise it up a little more. Give it really a coarse light. Here goes.
And a boy, Jack! You hit it!
Hey, five shots, she owls. Oh, this be wonderful.
I can't see a thing, though.
Well, you're blind from staring right into that glare. Close your eyes for a few seconds.
That's just what I'm doing, Betty.
Oh, I never thought you'd make it, Jack.
I didn't either. More luck than good marksmanship, I suppose.
It'd be best shooting I ever see. Sponge is not going to believe this when I get him. Those thieves out there, they not like blue searchlight. They shoot wild now.
I believe they are. Look, they're flying all over the beach now.
Yeah, and listen to those cannon shells smacking the back of it. Now they're raking the edge of the jungle. Well, let them.
I think we can get away now.
We may be able to if that moon will stay behind those clouds.
I think it will. Look, plenty of clouds building up over there.
Moon not going to be out for a long time. Maybe no more tonight. Those be strong clouds.
That might help us.
Look here, Uncle Jim. Let's get away from this sand dune while they're plastering that back area with shells and machine gun bullets.
Yes, but let's keep our heads. Figure out which way to go.
We can't go back toward the jungle.
Oh, no. That's worse than ever back there.
I know. But as long as they keep firing behind us, we can crawl forward, get down to the beach, and get off to one side. If they can't see us go, they'll never know but what we're still behind this sand dune.
Oh, but that's going to be mighty risky. Suppose they decided to spray the beach with machine gun fire.
Well, that'll be just too bad. We've got to take that chance before we clear out of here.
Even we may be able to get cast and carried in the jungle with us.
Oh, that's too doggone heavy, High Pocket. We'd never be able to make it.
I'm not so sure about that, Billy. If we could carry it into the jungle, we can hide it. It's worth trying.
Sure. I try carry it alone.
No, I'll help you. You take one end, I'll take the other. We may be able to carry it into the jungle.
The whole thing's too risky, Jack. If we can save ourselves, it'll be a miracle.
Well, that's what I think, too. And believe me, if we expect to go anywhere, we'd better start right now. If we wait very long, that landing party will be on our necks.
Oh, Billy's right. If they didn't get a landing party started before that light was shot out, they have now.
There's no doubt about that, buddy. Beck, I think I see a boat making in here now. Look way out there. See something white? Of course, it is a boat.
I see it, Uncle Jim.
It's a landing party, and they're headed for the beach here.
Well, then we've sure got to get moving pronto. Look here. Let's move around to the right of it, behind some of those scrub bushes.
All right, Jack. You lead the way.
But don't get any sand in that looker. We may need it again.
Don't worry. I'm watching out for that. Oh, believe me, we're going to need it. If that boat gets ashore, there's going to be plenty of shooting.
We got to move faster.
Keep on. Flatten out as well you can. Come along. Follow me around these bushes.
Keep going, Betty. You too, Billy. We got to get out of here before the men on that boat discover we're gone.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Hear those bullets whining over our heads. They're close.
Oh, good grief. Keep down. Keep down. Don't raise your head.
Oh, boy. I'm crawling along like a snake. Keep it up. We're doing all right. Uncle Jim, it isn't very far to the hole of the deer's duck. The chest is right next to us.
Crawl over there, Jack. We see what it looks like. If it be too dangerous, we not try cut it away.
Keep moving. Keep moving. That boat out there is coming in mighty fast.
Here it is, Jack. I've been watching it. I don't think they can see us, though. Come over here, High Pockets. Over beside the chest.
Yeah, wait. I'm going to get up on the rim. There now, Jack. You want to try pick him up? If you do, we got to get on feet.
Oh, don't stand up or you'll get your hip shot off. Listen to those bullets.
We can save it. Here, Jack. Take one.
Yeah.
Ready, come.
Here, come.
Yeah. Hey, not this one, Harry. We got to run now. Up to rocks.
Just a second. Let me get a good hold here now. Okay. Up. Let's go.
For mercy's sake, keep down.
Oh, but run like the dickens. Come on.
Let's go. Head for those rocks up the beach.
That's a ticket. If we can make those boulders, we... Oh, boy!
God, great! The flames of lightning! There comes your thunder to our high pocket!
Lightning be bad, guy.
I'll say this. Light is bright as a searchlight.
They saw us. The man on the rowboat saw us. I was looking right at them when that lightning flashed.
They're not very far offshore either, Jack.
I'll say they're not. Hey, they start shooting, too. Look at those flashes out there.
Oh, listen to their bullets snarling in here. We've got to find shelter, Uncle Jim.
You better drop that chest down for us, Jack.
That's our best shelter. Come on, my pocket.
We can make it. Do not drop the chest.
Okay. Come on.
Run. Run.
They've got that machine gun and cannon on us, too.
Where's the end?
Mighty serious if anything has happened to Uncle Jim. Let us hope that Betty and Billy are able to get him to some safe shelter, and let us hope that if a bullet did hit him, it won't be fatal. It certainly looks as if Jack Armstrong and his companions are going to have a tough fight on their hands when that boat comes ashore. Be sure all of you to listen in tomorrow for the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and the Stolen Schooner. Now for a real champion's training dish tomorrow morning, be sure you get Wheaties. You'll find those crisp whole wheat flakes in either the regular size or the extra big pack that gives you 50% more Wheaties. And remember, both sizes, both of the famous orange and blue packages, carry the General Mills trademarks, Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. Future Champions of America, Donald Hollingsworth, Team 3707770, Oklahoma, report that his FCA team is having a big time this summer. Donald and his future champions of America mow lawns to earn money for war bonds and stamps and for model airplanes. They build a workshop where they put their model planes together. And I guess I don't have to tell you how much fun it is to build model planes. Now, maybe your FCA team has been having plenty of extra excitement this summer. Why not write and tell us about it? Send your team reports to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis 15, Minnesota. And keep listening to the Jack Armstrong program for more news about the future champions of America. This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.